found it. The most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Ain't much else to say. Just sit back, sip on some whiskey, and be entertained. Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
Dude, we gotta tell our listeners, bring us some whiskey.
Yeah, right. We're running low. Too bad we don't have a margarita.
Yeah, we got this little book to finish as well.
Man, did you hear that? I wish the music wasn't playing because it was like the perfect.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing. It's really loud in my head.
Sorry, dude. That fell flat.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was a very professional bottle opening.
Yeah.
Unlike our podcast, which is very unprofessional.
It's unprofessional. Mm-hmm. Dude, we have a guest tonight, but he's not here. So
we just said, fuck it. We're going to start.
We'll do it on our own. Have y'all seen that news anchor thing?
I don't know if he's going to show up.
He may. He may show up.
I have no idea how good this whiskey may or may not be. This bottle is like 6 years old.
So it's aged. It can't go bad.
It's aged. Will Carpenter gave this to us on a river trip. And
well, I do have a weird floater.
Well, it's sterilized now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
look in the bottom of that glass.
No,
I think
okay.
It may be an amoeba.
No.
No, for real. No. Look at, what do y'all think that is? Look at that. Oh, I'm telling you, it's amoeba. Look in the bottom of that glass when it's moving. I'm looking. It in there? You see the clear little...
It's okay.
That's an amoeba.
No, it's not. It's sinking. That's just like some film left over from prior whiskey.
It's amoeba.
Take some ivermectin. You know that shit cures everything.
But I heard the only way amoebas can get into you is through your penis. So I think I'm safe.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a very specific type.
Aren't the amoebas in the rivers?
Yeah.
And they crawl up your penis when you take a pee in the water?
Exactly.
Is what I heard.
Yep.
That's a specific type.
Oh, there's more amoebas?
There's definitely more.
Oh, dang it.
We're screwed. Judge, you can believe what you want. It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter. Then there's
the
type that eats your brain.
But amoebas
don't live in whiskey. Podcast name, episode name right there.
Amoebas don't live in whiskey. What do you think that is?
So if you're worried about amoebas, just drink more whiskey.
How do I spell amoebas?
Amoebas.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, I got it. I just wanted to hear y'all spell it.
Let's do what all smart people do. Hey. How do you spell amoebas?
We hadn't even been drinking yet. No. It's crazy.
So all Google got was, how do you smell? Would you like to know?
Yes.
You smell by inhaling scents that interact with specialized nerve cells in your nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
dude, I think you could do this.
So it's, you're just
you
telling
spell
us
amoebas.
He's just telling us how to smell. I thought it was going to tell us how to smell an amoeba.
So okay, you can't.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh no, tell us how you spelt it.
Huh?
Tell us how you spelt it because you said, "Oh, I know. I just want to see how y'all spell it."
A M O E B A S.
Oh yes, you're smart as an Indian kid.
Fuck yeah.
He's right.
Okay, cool.
God.
Whew. I honestly.
Nice.
I didn't know if it was right.
What was your statement? You smart as an Indian kid?
Yes. Those are the Indian.
Yeah, they always win
the spelling bees.
Yeah.
Oh, we just lost our Indian listening demographic. Yeah.
No,
we're saying they're smart.
Yeah.
Compared them to a white doctor.
You people are awesome.
What do you mean, you people? Yeah. What do you mean, you people?
All right, let's move on before we get canceled again. Again is the key word.
I like getting canceled.
Yeah, Saturday night, Saturday, isn't it?
Saturday.
It does not feel like a Saturday.
No, it really doesn't. I'm truly caught off guard. Tis not a Sunday.
So what are we going to do tonight?
I don't know, drink.
A podcast, that's what we're doing.
Is it? And it's night.
Why are we even here?
It's night, and we're doing a podcast, and it's Saturday.
It's only 6:30, but I mean, I don't know if it's night. But
I have to apologize to our listeners. They got to put up with my voice because I won't quit using it.
Your voice has been shit for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you get some of those logicians?
No logicians
for you?
I thought I was going to do you one better and get something better, but I don't think better exists.
I think they might. So I'll tell you, you need to go up to... What's the Sears place called? La Familia, is it?
Las Delicias.
Las Deliciosi also?
Oh, they up
have,
there.
They have
yeah.
the Mexico medicine.
Across from Lowe's Indicator.
Yep. They have the Mexico medicine.
Oh yeah, so it's got the good stuff.
So what do I call it? Like if I go in there, I can't just
Yeah, just say cough drop. You have
cough drops.
Ghetto.
Well, they have them. On the, you can see it, so you just say
cough droppa.
Cough droppo.
Yeah, cough droppo. Yeah. Okay.
Because I think
and are those better?
Well, it comes from Mexico, so I think they can put stuff in it.
So the backstory on this
you just stay awake for a very long time.
Yeah. So Savage Bro had these cough drops that were awesome.
Yes.
They were lozenges.
Yeah. It was like, you know, if you put a vaporizer in your room at night because you've got some
throat. Yeah, they just opened you up. Yeah. It was effervescent.
Effervescent.
Mm. We really have not been drinking. I just don't know.
No, we just started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Effervescent.
Yep.
I like it.
What you said.
Yeah.
So it's like
all get out.
These things are so potent. It's like taking that vaporizer
and in your mouth,
drinking the whole thing at once.
And it wasn't anything special. It was like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah.
I couldn't
finish it.
Maybe Vapor Cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'll take it.
Yeah. You need, and so you need to try them. Though. But apparently you can go get a coffee droppo.
Is it O?
Yeah.
Coffee droppo.
At the Mexican meat market, and it's also very good.
I've never had the Mexican.
Heath
but
is
I heard,
rarely wrong.
I've heard the medicine is a wee bit better.
Okay.
Than us, than ours.
Okay.
Well, our RFK is going to change that.
Maybe not since Trump tariffed it. So they might not even
get it anymore.
No, maybe not.
Now we don't even have the Mexicans here working to make it.
Oh, no.
So we can get it.
Has he actually tariffed shit? Or is he just like
it's a lot
threatening?
It's been a lot of posturing and a lot of fucking cockfighting back and forth. But I don't think any tariff has really stayed in place so far.
Do you not see the, it's not tariff, but it's more Trump. He just had a town meeting or something like that, and all the...
The censuring with Adam Schiff?
No, it was the government.
Oh, no, the governor from Maine.
Yeah, where he told him.
No, I didn't see this. What is it?
No, we got to pull this.
What happened?
Yeah, we're going to find it.
Good luck on your getting elected again. He was basically telling him to follow her.
Yeah.
To follow the government rules or you won't get any funding from us.
Wow.
It was pretty good. Oh, yeah, here she is. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's the and he like
orange band front and center.
That's right.
Why don't I have sound?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Let me fix this real quick.
Oh, almighty. Man, what? We're so unprofessional here. Can't even pull up
sound.
Well,
you two could talk about something. There we go.
There he is.
Well, we are the federal law. Well, you better
let me back it up.
Yeah.
Are you not?
This is good.
But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine? Are you not going to comply with it?
We're talking about the...
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
That's what I'm talking
every
about.
Every state, good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
How do you not just love that?
Governor,
oh, it's
think you'll be
genius.
In politics. Every state has a responsibility to comply with Title IX.
So it's a Title IX issue, and the Maine has so far not complied with the keeping men out of girls' sports and locker rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that, like, it's just like, it feels insane right now.
That's a great word for it. Insane.
Yeah. It's like, okay, first of all, who gets behind it? And then who stands up and says, okay, we're going to just keep this going? And then for him to call it out like that.
It's genius.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. I mean, they're just handing him, it's like, here, you're going to look glorious. You just have to address this really stupid thing.
Right.
That any person in their right mind would address
and would agree with,
yeah, and would agree with,
right.
And then people are going to love you for it.
Yeah, well, the fact that they're even cleaning house and reducing the size of government, saving taxpayer money. However, because they are not the side that identifies with the left, they are now. This is the funniest thing ever. They're fascist. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of reducing government and saving people money is now fascist. How do you correlate those two?
I'm a little worried about the tariff thing.
Well,
because I want to try these Mexican cough drops. Cough drops.
That's all you care about, isn't
get
it?
Them, yeah. Get them while they're hot,
No, but seriously, it's like Adam Smith, okay, mm-hmm. the famous economist, Adam mm-hmm. Smith, kind of said tariffs were really bad. I'm not an economist. I've heard both,
bad and good.
Yeah, right?
So, which I'm sure that's probably the truth.
Yeah.
It's probably good and bad.
Guys I've heard of that said really smart things,
right.
they're kind of going against that, mm. but I don't understand that.
I don't either.
It makes me worried, though.
I mean, they're all kind of exposing themselves. So here's another instance, and this is brought to us by Sky News Australia, who's just fantastic at bringing us entertaining things that the left is they're hijinks, you know?
The Holocaust. He was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party.
Talking about J.D. Vance.
That has far-right views and some historic ties to extreme groups.
What the hell?
Context of that.
Rubio is just like, you dumb bitch.
Changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
was...
So basically she just said... The Holocaust was caused by freedom of speech. These people are that dumb.
My gosh.
They're that dumb.
Wow.
Just mind-blowing insanity to me. How you can be so
cognitively
biased.
Biased.
Yes. If you think about it, it technically began with free speech.
No.
Yeah, because Hitler was able to start
anything that Savage Bro says like this actually has merit.
Merit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
if you stop and think about it, it all began from him getting up talking.
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay.
But it
okay.
In his speeches, which, I mean, good or bad of Hitler, that dude could speak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if y'all have ever listened to his speeches and, I mean...
The Rise of Hitler.
Homeboy could talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeboy could get you riled up, if nothing else. So technically what she said, I mean, it kind of had a little bit of truth behind it. It was about free speech.
Okay, but her larger point is defending Germany, which arrests people that are utilizing, and they have a constitutional right to free speech, but they say, well, there's boundaries you can cross, and if it hurts somebody or if it's hurtful speech...
I want to add, you're talking about Germany right now.
Right now. They actually arrest people.
Yeah, currently.
Because of hateful or hurtful things that they have posted online.
Yeah.
That is not freedom of speech. That is tyranny. That is fascism. Her point was defending Germany because, well, Hitler utilized free speech to, mm-hmm. and ultimately led to Hitler suppressing free speech, but that was born from free speech. Her larger point is Germany is okay for arresting people for saying what they want to say, which is never okay.
That's freaking crazy.
Any form or fashion from any government. And that's what part of what J.D. Vance was proclaiming was you have fuckers in the EU that are arresting their own citizens.
Yeah. Yeah. For posting stuff online.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry. We don't do that. And you people are pussies.
we just ban you.
Yeah.
For posting stuff online. Dude, that we don't agree with.
It's freaking crazy. That we live in these times, you know?
It's crazy and great at the same time.
It is.
So, okay, you're what you just said about banning people, and then the revelation that came about after the transition from the Biden administration to Trump, when you have guys from Amazon to Facebook, what's his name, Zuckerberg. Who comes out of the shadows and was like, yeah, a lot of the stuff we did because the Biden administration was clamping down on us, telling us what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, apparently that's true. That's true.
So you believe it's true, but you also believe Facebook has the immense size and power to say, fuck you.
Yeah, but the government at that time was...
Tyrants. They are and were tyrants.
Yeah.
And they're still tyrants in play, and they are...
They were pumping their fists at Facebook saying, we have the control.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it might came out that they were also paying them millions upon millions of dollars to do it.
Well, that's true, too.
That's always the case. They're getting federal funding. Somehow it trickles into it.
Yeah.
So it's no longer a conspiracy theory.
No.
Like, this really happened.
Facebook could have been one of the... 189-year-old people that were alive that we were paying Social Security to.
Yeah. And what's wild is it did not change until Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Mm, true.
Like, then all that of this was a watershed moment.
That's a great term, watershed moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really didn't change. Nothing's changed yet. It really didn't start getting put out there until he bought Twitter, and then now that
the Twitter files, he brought reporters in to kind of see what was going on, right. This collusion between government and the social media companies, and it really happened.
Right.
Our government did that.
For sure, and they're still doing it.
Still doing it.
For sure. Now the real question is anything going to come from any of this?
That I think so. I think people...
Has anything came from Twitter files? Twitter files? What?
Yeah, I think it contributed to the election. Mm.
Well, again, nothing's really happened to any of those people. I mean, just because Donald Trump got hired doesn't mean...
Yeah.
Elected, I guess is a word.
But they are getting exposed.
Yeah.
And their reaction, their reaction is the reaction of a caged animal that is cornered.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. But it's, I mean, like, Hillary Clinton was exposed. Look what happened to her.
Nothing.
Yeah. Deep state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the election, people, it's not just the president, but it was all of Congress. Mm hmm. You know, to say it was a red wave, mm-hmm. I know that's been used before, but I mean, it was kind of a red wave.
Homie's only been in there for 30 days, bro. I mean,
right.
Let's cool your tits a little bit.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking about, I wouldn't be shocked if nothing ever happens, because that's what we do.
Valid
point.
We get righteously mad about this, and then we vote this way.
Look over here.
And then the pendulum just slowly arcs back around, and then the next time it's like, now we're voting for the other person again.
Yeah. And I would like to publicly say that I did say something about Hillary. So
this is an unprofessional podcast.
If I die,
so it doesn't matter what you say.
If I die on the way to my house,
mm-hmm. okay,
I did not hang myself. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay, okay.
Because I know I talked about the wrong person. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're all, I mean...
Yeah, we're all...
We're dead. All fucked. Yes. We're all fucked. We've heard the Blackhawks before.
We have.
We've been warned.
They've literally bust in the door. We got video of it somewhere.
We have been warned. So... Yeah, just lost my train of thought.
Ooh, all I heard was...
You were talking about us being unprofessional. So somebody reminded me again of statistics with podcasts. And if you have over 20 episodes that you have sustained into your podcast team...
Okay.
You're like in the top 0.02% of podcasts out there.
Really?
Which is great.
We barely got that.
Yeah, we're at like...
We're almost at 120.
Yeah, we're at 113, baby.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and we make no money.
And we make
That's
no
okay.
Money.
I mean, we don't do it for the money.
As long as we bring joy to somebody's lives and we gain a listener or two every time.
Dude, we got like 28 listeners now.
Dude, we're building. I can't wait until we get our 50th.
Yeah.
We're going to shit bricks.
That's when we're going to shut it down.
However, Brian Hubbard,
we're too popular.
If you're listening to this, we actually have a lot more than 28 listeners.
Yeah, that's just been a fallacy of ours for a while.
Yeah.
That's the right word. What's fallacy mean?
Fallacy.
I don't know. That's the it's not a fallacy.
Hang on,
it's not the right word.
That's not the right word.
Ploy.
It's been a ploy of ours.
A running joke.
Our special guest will be here in a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's so I'm trying to get Brian Hubbard on the show.
Who is Brian Hubbard?
So he's the lead on the Texas Ibogaine initiative.
What is Ibogaine?
So Ibogaine is a tree bark.
Hmm.
So
it, not just any tree bark, like a specific tree.
Yeah, it's a chemical that comes from tree bark. That is
like the Ibogaine tree, or do we know what tree?
Let's get him to talk about it. But it's really coming to light as being a valid, super effective treatment for addiction.
Mm. I've heard this before, but it requires some serious...
Like sex addiction? What kind of...
What was that? Oh.
No, what?
What? Speaking of...
What are you doing over there, Savage Bro?
It's, you know, Facebook.
We're
researching.
I've lost my train of thought.
R&D department over here.
Lost it completely, like...
Probably all forms of addiction.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so, but
I like that.
This requires, I think I've seen this treatment before, and as of now, you have to leave the United States, right?
Currently, you do.
And yet, takes some pretty intense and professional monitoring, too, right?
Yes, that is correct. It has to be performed in a medical facility because there's real danger that it could be misdosed, and it causes what's called QT prolongation. Meaning it causes a heart rhythm to space out. You could actually go into cardiac arrest.
Holy shit!
But if managed if managed appropriately, it's a decent therapy.
Okay, so the things that I've seen are like heroin, hardcore heroin addicts that go spend 2 weeks in Mexico, and they come back and they're like, I've never touched heroin since.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So they lose their addiction, period.
That's incredible. But it's not profitable. So why have it here in the States?
That was the subject of the most recent podcast that this guy was on.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you can also ask the question, it's not profitable. So why not?
You could.
Like we had the talk about ivermectin earlier. Like so why would you not? Let's just say, because if they can't make money from it, it may or may not help somebody, but it's definitely not going to hurt anyone. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Is that the same thing as saying the people in power, that power is money?
That's definitely 100%. The same. The problem is what you're saying is the treatment is available, but we've only become not aware of it through trickle-down effects through social media or whatever, word of mouth. When you come up against profitable treatments, you are also up against the propaganda and the machine that are driven by the profits.
Mm, yeah.
Well, and also I think what we were talking about earlier is we were talking about ivermectin. Yes, maybe that might not cure cancer, let's say, or whatever.
Yeah.
Ball cancer, let's just say.
Yeah.
It might not cure that.
It's funny you say that because that, like, Duncan Trussell actually had ball cancer.
Oh, nice.
Who I listen to this guy on.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, what are they afraid of it? So, and this is going on the subject of it doesn't make them money. So, ivermectin or whatever other drug that we can't see making money. Mm-hmm. What could it fix that does make them money?
There's
a money involved somewhere.
Well, okay, so initially it was the vaccine.
Yes.
Right? So the fear of the machine, and there's not conspiracy theory, right? The fear of the power structures, the institutions in place, was that ivermectin would be a safe alternative to getting vaccinated.
Yeah. Gotcha. Right?
They totally propagandized all around that.
But ivermectin cost $2 for a pack of 12.
Three cents a dose.
Yeah.
Like it's, I'm just pulling that out of my ass.
Right.
But it's Whiskey Bro verified.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up?
Speaking of
our special guest
just walked in.
We got a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
Dude, and we got a guest.
We've got a studio audience again.
We got somebody on the casting couch.
Okay, if you want to say something, you just speak up.
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
I just need glasses and whiskey. So.
Okay, well, we got some whiskey.
So you might have to get a glass on the sink out there. Okay. Because I don't think...
Coco,
you can use a coffee cup.
We've got to pause this.
Okay.
And then start again to enable your mic.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, be right back.
Yeah.
All right, we're rolling over here again, Heath. So
the other
clap.
Downsides of the studio, it retains smell.
Once an odor's in here, it doesn't leave.
No, it's not good. So welcome, Ghost Bro. Just showed up out of the blue.
Surprise.
Just lucky enough to...
Completely derailed
French fry, motherfucker.
So we were talking about Ibogaine, right?
Kind of, or did we
evolve from that?
Ivermectin, ivermectin, anything.
No, yeah, we were on the cheap medication.
We devolved into the machine.
Okay.
Yes, the government, big pharma machine.
Yeah, yeah. But there could be money in Ibogaine. I mean, because it is a treatment that has to be administered in a medical center.
Well, surely there could be money because, I mean, there's a lot of fucked up people in the world that could probably use it. So why couldn't you make money out of that?
Right. Because
a lot of those people that are addicts don't have money.
Well, that's why
the states
and the governments do.
Mm. Yeah, but the,
we can give billions and billions of dollars of food stamps and free phones. Why can't we give some people that need goddamn help free Ibogaine?
Yeah, because you're going to dethrone the people who are giving away free phones. Mm. Like somebody, so there's money in the phones. There's
getting,
money
I think those people
in
are
the food stamps.
Dethroned right now, as we speak.
Yeah,
with free phones.
It's a process.
Honestly, I kind of wish it mattered what you thought. I really do.
Yeah, would, yeah. Maybe someday. Someday.
That's a scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought Hillary Clinton was sadistic.
Yeah. Well, that ain't no joke.
What do you know about Ibogaine, Coco?
Not a damn thing.
Ibogaine. Okay.
It's, yeah, yeah, it's next level stuff.
What's it? What's it do?
It fixes addiction.
All kinds, maybe.
Really?
That's how Doc told us about it.
Yeah.
This stuff could maybe fix all kinds of addiction.
So there is also
change a lot.
Yeah,
maybe
there also is a problem with people that have genuinely found real treatments.
Yes,
that do work, that don't cost a lot of money, and those people, those pioneers, ended up mysteriously dead.
Yeah.
They get
murdered,
literally. Mm-hmm. I just sent him a video about a sonic. Treatment
the
for
hedgehog?
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, it's for cancer.
Yeah, and it's a sound, an acoustical treatment that destroyed cancer cells. Like you could destroy any kind of living cell with it.
Like a long time ago, this guy was researching this, and it
like the Beatles, they destroy a lot of cells, brain cells.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, the Beatles. Yeah,
hey, God,
like
no.
The Beatles. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, same cell. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But unlike the Beatles.
What the fuck?
Unlike the Beatles.
It's strawberry fields forever. Yeah.
So this guy, he ran studies on this, and those studies were like very positive.
Mm-hmm.
On the sonic.
Yeah, its like effect on cancer. Mm-hmm. And then he just got, like, the people in the government just was like,
well,
the AMA.
The AMA. Yeah, it started with the AMA, and the guy that spearheaded
What's the AMA?
The American Medical Association. Who, very powerful organization.
That's still in play.
Yes.
Still very much in play.
Yeah.
AMA.
So, and the guy mysteriously
died. Sort of like the dude that created the water-powered engine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that, too.
Yeah.
That dude was just gone.
Yeah. Just gone.
So there you go. If we're mysteriously all dead after tonight, it was either Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. or the AMA.
We did not hang ourselves.
No.
We're putting it out right now. None
even,
of us are suicidal.
Own ropes. We don't need own ropes.
But you're pointing to like the deeper pattern is somebody comes up with something great, and then the power structure that is currently in place puts them down.
Absolutely.
Because there's lots and lots of money to be made.
Yes.
Yeah. You're trying to fuck with a $1 billion industry.
Why does it feel like a conspiracy theory, but it's not? Like, we know that's not a conspiracy theory. Like, that really happens.
Real. Yep. Well, that's because you can't prove it.
Because the power structure...
Because you'll die before you can.
Does that mean do we live in a tyranny?
Or you die, or you get pigeonholed into being a nutcase. Like, the propaganda comes out to overpower you and make you seem like a fucking nut.
Well,
put
Elon Musk on it. He'll get to the bottom of all that shit.
Oh, yeah. And he is right in the middle of being pigeonholed as a nutcase by what we were just saying about the swamp and those people. The swamp is a caged animal right now in a corner. And that's the reactions that Elon is up against. Elon.
Absolutely. Wow, Elon. Wild.
It's wild time.
Wild time.
What a time to be alive.
It is.
Again, we all love being alive. None of us want to be unalived at this table.
Yeah.
In case.
So what's that saying? The power and corruption. So power corrupts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Like, well, I forget the saying. We may have to actually look it up. But universal power corrupts universally. That's not the saying, but it's so
close to.
Elon's got a lot of power. Mm. So should we fear Elon right now?
No, I shouldn't.
No,
I don't. I don't feel the need.
Why do y'all say that?
Why would I be afraid of Elon?
Yeah,
because he's got a lot of power, and unlimited. I can't remember the saying. Universal power corrupts universally. So it's like he's got a lot of power, so we should fear him.
But does he?
But what's he utilizing it for at the moment?
I mean, helping we think out. Good, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think that's what the whole thing is, but
yeah.
Does somebody have curry? Why does it smell like curry in here?
Well, no, Coco farted.
Dude, that was like 20 hours ago.
Did you have curry today at some point? Indian food? Okay, all right. Sorry.
That's not me. Y'all are smelling something else.
Is it cigar? Is it cigar smell, maybe?
I don't know.
No, I don't know any cigars that smell like curry.
Mm. I mean, it might be me. I eat some weird shit. Mm. Yeah.
Or, went back to the Elong
and
power, or is it just another, hey, look what I'm doing over here.
While something else is going on.
While they're doing something else.
I mean, there should always be a healthy note of skepticism. Surely.
Yeah, sure.
For
yeah.
No matter what. Yeah.
True story,
but
bro.
To your point, what exactly is he doing that should make us, as private citizens, fearful? Just little old civilians,
so I'm playing
peasants.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here because I completely, so far, man, I've and I read a lot, right? But so far, I kind of agree with everything that's happening. So
about the discoveries being made of corruption,
and
wasteful spending.
Yep,
like corruption. He brought in four programmers, and overnight they were uncovering these billions.
And they're using
of dollars.
They're using an
corruption,
an AI algorithm, aren't they?
Yeah,
uncover this.
Okay, that might be a little dangerous, right?
Why?
Because AI is scary. You know, it could, like, just take over the system and do what it wants.
Yeah, and there's some trust factor there, too. Google, when you search something on Google, it's an AI response now.
Now, yeah.
And I was doing something for a customer, and the response was like, no, that's not possible. You're completely wrong about this AI. So I had to go down and start looking for some other information. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
But it's still not scary, because you can just go off.
I don't think you can anymore.
Why?
Because there's no one button. There's like millions of buttons you got to hit.
Yeah.
There's one button. You just take the phone and throw it in the lake. Where our guns are.
The lawnmower man has cometh. Yeah. If anybody's seen that movie.
Yes.
Like where he has determined to...
It's not called The Lawnmower Man Hath Cometh. Just
this
to
is like you're talking about
know,
Stephen King.
It's called The Lawnmower
Man. The Lawnmower Man.
Yeah, Stephen King.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen it.
It's a fantastic...
Really?
It's a 90s movie.
No, I really haven't.
Oh, my God, dude.
But he integrates his consciousness into the digital realm and becomes... Like, he can get into everywhere. So even if we take our button and turn it off here, there's still digital pathways everywhere around us that something can get to you.
And what's crazy...
The only thing we can hope for is an EMP.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to kill us, they could do it. With this right here.
Yeah, you could overcharge the battery could explode.
With the pagers.
Oh, yeah, Israel pulled that off. They that was pretty fantastic.
Like, some dude pressed
and
a button,
scary.
And it was like,
poof,
yeah, but how, they had to plant bombs in the pagers, because there's nothing in a pager that can explode that big enough to kill you.
I mean, apparently there is.
No, they had to plant certain size in said pagers. Think what a pager. There's nothing in there that could explode big enough to kill you. They had to create said pagers.
Which means they had to know well enough in advance.
Yeah, for sure. To plan said
things. Make these pagers that they were going to sell to Hamas.
Right.
Right?
Sure. But it wasn't just like our normal phones. They had to have a certain...
Or maybe that technology is in all the devices.
Will our phones explode at any given moment?
And they just log the numbers they want to explode, and it's just like, boop.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So always speak with your speakerphone then. Hold it away from the face. You heard it first here.
Yes. But don't carry it in your pocket beside your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put it in your back pocket.
If you want to keep your penis.
Yeah, you can live without it.
Oh, my God.
Don't put your phone in there.
You can live without it.
I am not sleeping tonight.
So you put up this link here about Cluster B. You want to read this? Because this has been something you've been trying to get us to talk about for a while.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Oh,
enhanced.
Sorry. Yeah.
Enhanced.
Yeah.
Enhanced.
Yeah.
So this was this is one of the guys I follow on on Twitter. I don't recommend it, honestly.
Then why the hell are we going to read this?
Because it takes to some dark places. But man, he's right. He's right. But what he was bringing up was this idea. Okay.
Well, let's read this because we do have listeners that only listen.
I think you have to go back, like find the post. Oh yeah, God. No, that's the start of the post.
I pulled it up.
You put it on the notes, bro.
Yeah, that's the start of the post, and it goes for like 8 different posts.
I don't have Twitter, bro, so we'd have to log in, I guess, to see all these.
Are there comments down there?
You can't read them if you're not on Twitter.
It's not Twitter, bro.
Or X. Good God.
Say it right.
So, does somebody want to read this? I mean, we're keeping people on the edge of their seat here. It's
unfair. You're the reader. Go for it.
No, I'm read out.
I don't think we need to read it. I just wanted to bring it up as a talking point. No, we have to.
People can't see what it says.
Yeah, Ghost Bro, go ahead. Do something.
No.
Okay.
We all talk a lot about cluster B personality disorders.
These days.
Are you going to read? Are you going to shut the fuck up? Your choice. These days, and they're likely a very simple reason why social media facilitates their amplification. There is almost no playground better for these destructive disorders than social media. And the consequences are huge.
Yeah,
huge.
So do you know what cluster B personality disorders are?
I have no idea.
Why don't you tell us?
Okay, so this is like...
Sounds kind of gay.
Shitty people. Shitty people.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, it's like narcissists, right? Being a classic cluster.
You might be closer to one than you ever knew.
Mm. Yeah, people are out for themselves. You know, they might.
Was it called cluster B?
They might give the appearance of caring about somebody else, but they don't care about somebody else. They're really just sociopaths,
identified everyone in our government.
Yeah, politicians,
yeah.
Are... Yeah, cluster Bs. Narcissists. They're cluster Bs.
Yep.
Right? Okay, so you have typical
types
of
that.
Aggression.
Okay. Cluster Bs?
Man, you're such a cluster B.
Okay. When dudes...
Talking so serious over here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Quit being a cluster B to Doc.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is there cluster...
Okay.
You fucking threw me off so bad.
I know, right?
Is there cluster A's?
I don't know.
Let's focus on actually cluster B's. Right?
Sorry, Doc.
Cluster B's. Shitty people.
Yes.
Right? Shitty people.
Yeah, shitty people. But, okay, so when dudes show aggression, how do dudes show aggression?
Usually physically, or we posture up in an angry stance and
voice gets
deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how dudes show aggression.
Yeah.
How do females show aggression?
They get a lawyer and you get divorced.
Yeah.
They yell at you.
Socially.
Or they bring up something you did 15 years ago.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Like it's a little more cunning, right? You know, and that is actually kind of evolutionary.
Females are kind of like cats.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So give us an example of what a female would do as
a female
an aggressive...
cluster B.
They'll go talk about you to your friend. Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Right? That's true. And so what the argument is that, well, with this preponderance of social media,
I like that word,
that it selects for female types of aggression.
Hmm. So, gossip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that the argument, he carries it farther to a next step, is that it actually selects for cluster B types of aggression.
Oh, so there's
like shady, narcissistic shit.
So you can be like a cluster B1, a cluster B2, a cluster B3.
I don't know. But
you just said there's four.
Or for our LGBTQ people, a cluster plus. A cluster B plus.
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 Yeah, that's all inclusive.
All inclusive. Cluster Bs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just interesting that, I don't know.
So
the argument he's making.
Your hypothesis, or his argument and your hypothesis, is the social media realm is just exacerbating this.
Yes.
This type of personality.
Yeah.
And potentially changing people into cluster Bs that may not have been a cluster B.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's selecting for that type of interaction.
Yeah.
When you're saying selecting for, are you talking about selecting 1, 2, 3, 4 or selecting...
No, no, four. No. F-O-R. F-O-R, not F-O-U-R. Four.
Cluster B. I don't know what you said, Doc, but I sure am glad we learned a new word.
The word four. Brought to you by
Cluster B.
Yeah.
Cluster B is the word.
Let me
start calling people that.
Give you a localized version of a social media Cluster B situation.
I know exactly where we're going.
I don't.
So there has been a building. It's a large building, about 22,000 square feet. In the middle of town, sort of-ish.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Middle southern part of town.
Yeah. Does it start been with vacant. W?
Been
No. Okay. No,
sure don't. Whataburger is not where we're talking about.
I was thinking Walmart, but...
It's not vacant.
No, bro. Okay. Vacant.
This place has been vacant for the last, I don't know, five, 6 years?
3-4 years.
Yeah, long time.
Long time. Such a long time.
Long time. It has now been chosen and designated to be a new Ashley Furniture.
No. By the said owner that owns the goddamn building.
Whose choice it is to lease to a certain tenant.
Whoever he would like to.
But the Cluster B online backlash that has resulted because of this.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Is absolutely really comical.
That's what we should have had pulled up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can get it real quick. It's on the messenger. But, I mean, the negative commentary towards this is absolutely hysterical.
And it's the same thing with anything you do within a city or county. I mean,
tell me about it.
Could post that tomorrow Wise County is going to have everything everybody wants, and there's going to be somebody out there that's just going to go off on, what the heck are we getting this
that
for?
That building.
Yeah, Bell's old building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that.
Enhance.
And then there's
more intersection traffic.
Yeah.
413 comments.
Plus
which is probably a record on the Messenger's Facebook page.
Oh, shoot, I don't know, bro.
And will it last longer than Dickies? Not only is Dickies gone, they have erased that building from our memories.
They bulldozed the whole building down.
Wow. This idiot idea brings the community some companies that truly want and need to fill in. Wow.
So the hysterics are, why isn't this a clothing store again? Why is it not a grocery store? There's absolutely no positive commentary about this decision, and the blame is casted towards the city council or the EDC, which has
absolutely nothing to do with it
whatsoever. And Ashley Furniture is a pretty big furniture chain. Like if they're bringing it here, they have done their feasibility study to say, okay, there's furniture to sell.
Right. Well, they know that in said city limits, there's planning to be 3,000 freaking homes coming.
Yes.
What are them homes going to need?
Yes.
They're going to need furniture.
Yes. That's what they're going to need. And these people, freaking... What are they called? What's the word we learned today? Cluster Bs.
Yeah. Cluster Bs.
These Cluster Bs.
This is just full.
I mean, it's just...
I love the recommendation for a Target.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or a grocery store.
I don't want to...
How many fucking grocery stores do we need?
We need more for sure. But this is 22,000...
We only technically have one.
This is 22,000 square feet, okay?
Yeah.
So immediately, if this was like a grocery store, everybody would immediately complain.
It's so small.
It's too small.
Yeah. It's a terrible location.
This is the worst grocery store ever. Yeah.
But again,
oh my gosh.
These people, these Cluster Bs get on here and they think that certain people have anything to do with any of that.
So I, being a diplomatic person and hopefully a non-Cluster B, took a very diplomatic approach and left the comment here of...
Everybody just calmed down.
I hope I have saved the day.
No, dude, Ty Rambo.
Look at Ty Rambo.
Everything is not fine. It's never going to be fine.
This just made my year to see literally the emotive
but
outrage.
What we need to do is you need to start, quit doing yourself. We need to do Whiskey Blues.
I can't stop doing myself.
No, stop doing yourself.
Not in that sense.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Yeah, no, start commenting as the Whiskey Bros.
As the Whiskey Bros.
Oh, yes.
Just start like a bonfire.
Well, it's a shame that none of you have access to the Whiskey Bro page and are able to communicate via it as well.
I can't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People know me.
I just don't think off the cuff like you do, bro. That was brilliant, that comment. It's like you were sitting there on the shitter. reading this, 100%. And you were like, I think I'm going to put this. And it was absolute brilliance.
I'm going to fix a crisis.
Yeah. Good shit comes out of your asshole, but it also comes into your brain. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Out one end and in the other.
Yep. Yep.
And then in another bit of local news, is this the note, balls on your field? Is this about the new fields?
That, I don't know. That's Doc.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Doc's note. But it is about the new
parks. I'm so proud of my brother.
Yeah. I am too, man. He's kicking ass.
Yeah. It's not just me. I didn't do anything. I just facilitated it.
You did. You got to take some credit, though.
Hey, good use of a big word, by the way.
You
got to
take some credit. So should we, I mean, can we pull that up and put it on the viewer?
It's on the messenger. Why can't we?
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to show the pictures.
As long as you enhance.
Enhance.
What is this guy doing? Walking on a bridge.
Walking on a bridge. Not on the bridge, but
on the bridge.
On the bridge.
Here we go.
Yeah, look at that field.
Look
boys.
At that, man.
Harmon Park.
Oh, you got to sign
it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got to subscribe.
God, always subscriptions. Okay, so we'll have to go with just this.
No, look up the city of Decatur. They got better pictures on there than Messenger. Okay. Sure.
But that looks beautiful.
It does.
And this is
such an amazing
fake
job.
Turf. Let's see how many outrage comments there are about.
What's up with the chain link fence?
Seven.
Not
there
secure?
What?
What's up with the chain link fence not right secure right there?
The dude that took that picture probably pushed it over trying to get a picture.
Is it city of Decatur?
We're all about.
Of cut and shoot.
Yeah.
Parks or
no city hall?
City hall.
Well, it's on both, but
this is not. I mean,
enhance.
We live in cut and shoot, but.
Yeah, look at all the pictures.
Okay.
Seth Keener skate park's on there. Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. Look at this person. He's either about to die or he's a professional.
No, that dude got there the same time I did this morning. Mm. He's a legit skater.
Wow.
Interesting.
Seth Keener skate park is an awesome project. That's the family of the young man that got killed in a hunting accident, and they donated half the funds to be able to name said skate park.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome project.
A nice homage.
Yeah, for sure.
Memorial. There's
Eddie Allen up there,
Mr. Allen.
Yeah, talking about him. He was a part of city council and talking for the EDC.
Yeah. Ooh, look, even toddlers out here playing.
Oh yeah,
on
that's an all age skate park, sir. All wheel access. That's Ashley Bond. I'm on my parks board right there. Yeah. That's everybody. That's
everybody.
A whole everybody showed up. We got the popos out there because we brought donuts for them.
Yeah,
dude, and it was cold. Yeah. It was cold today.
They showed up. It was awesome. I like it.
Threw our entire police department right under the bus.
Oh, I know, dude. I did the whole. I reeled him in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
really?
I messed with him. Yeah, I love the police department, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But no, he got out of his car, and I had all the donuts on the table, so I grabbed a box and pretended like I was fishing him.
Mrs. Reeves gave me
Mrs.
her speech.
Reeve, yep.
Is this Nate
Big
back
Nate?
Here in the background?
Yeah, with that beard.
Wow.
Look at that beard.
That beard is looking good,
genius,
Mr. Mara.
Yeah. And then the other two, go back.
Okay.
Can't leave people out.
Sorry.
The other two ladies over there to the right, that's Miss Crump. She is the leader of the Lions Club, local Lions Club, which they were big in the very first Harmon Park back in 1920. 27.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
more Lions. It's with
more Lions Club.
Yeah, Lions Club members. I don't.
So that lady's like 97.
She was not there back when.
But her family was.
No. The Lions Club.
Okay.
Not her family.
The organization.
Okay.
So Pelican Snowcombs. They came out today and gave some free snowcombs out to the kids.
That's quite a commitment on a. Is this like this is still some ice left over from the night before?
No, they had snowball fights.
It was
funny.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But that field turned out amazing.
Yeah, that park looks great,
look
man.
Good.
Heck yeah. And then the skate park included. So
then there's our playground.
Beloved Savage, bro, right?
Cutting the rib on, yeah.
So is putting in an AstroTurf baseball field
expensive?
It's expensive. Yeah. But is it a good financial decision? Because you don't have to water shit.
So it does help out a lot. So on my end, we don't have to water it. Yes, we
don't have to maintain it.
Mm. We don't have to drag the infield material, the dirt.
How long will it last with like regular usage?
A long
city
time.
Usage.
A long time.
20 years?
Probably.
Okay.
Somewhere around in there.
So will it pay for itself? Okay, so, well, you
for
don't
me,
have to cancel games.
It's already
games.
Paid for itself.
Okay.
In my world. In taxpayer world, it's more about the usage for the kids, the facility. I mean, it takes off. So every year I was just chunking money two times a year at that park, especially that park. because the drainage was bad, which that's part of this project was we put a big giant underground drainage under it.
Mm. Okay.
So they should be able, it should be able to downpour that morning, and they can play on it that afternoon. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's all about just making Decatur greater, bro.
That's what Decatur greater.
I like
that's
that.
Decatur is greater.
MDG. Yeah, what do we call that? It's not MAGA, but it's like it's got a certain ring.
Oh, I can make Decatur greater.
Well, there's also some outrage.
Dude, this is like your mayor slogan.
It's not mine. I stole it. It's a thing that I don't.
That's got to be EDC. I don't understand. Did they come up with that?
No, I want to say our glorious city manager, Nate Marr, came up with that, but it might have also been the mayor that came up with it.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's a group thing.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I mean, Nate does have to come on the show at some point. I mean, he does.
I'm working on it.
He doesn't want to be that city manager that people think. What's the matter, bro? You too scared to get on the Whiskey Bros?
I mean, I don't.
We already just call them out, dude. We already know that we have closet listeners. Okay, the people that are
we do.
People are like meh, but they don't admit.
Yes. I mean, I get
they
it.
Listen, but
we're
they
not,
will never
we're
admit
not professional.
It.
Professional, I get it.
That might be what it is.
But you're a little crude, a little unhinged.
Yes, and
right.
Maybe some of us have cluster B personality.
If you're one of those listeners, we love you.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Tell everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Cody.
And if you're one of those listeners that has a business that would like
haven't
to...
haven't had this in a long time.
Ooh, damn, it has been a while.
Yeah.
So what he's pouring here is Blanton's.
Hold on. I'm going to rinse this. This is worthy of a fresh glass.
I mean, I don't know if it is. I mean, it's just Blanton's.
Yeah,
like,
but...
it's not that amazing.
That's what started our whiskey... Mining yours? Blanton's was what started our whiskey thing.
But that was back when it was still... $40.
It's like we were drinking like the cheap shit, okay?
Yes.
And then it was we happened upon somebody gave me a Blanton's, and then we tried it and we were like, okay, this is different. This is different.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
so
and, Blanton's Gold.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, I had
so
some.
Good. Yep. It's worth that is one of the bottles that I've said it's worth the money
because
it's amazing.
Or straight from the barrel, which is Blanton's, but it's not been cut down with water and
yes.
What was your gateway whiskey, Coco?
Do you remember?
I don't. I don't even.
Well, it was the same as all of ours, Jack Daniels, but.
Well, we were mixing that shit with Coke.
Oh, yeah. So. Your gateway meeting, which is the one that really struck you and gave you the epiphany of a whiskey being amazing? Like a very complex, diverse.
I don't even know.
Sipper.
I think I got really hooked on the Scotch, the Balvenie.
The Balvenie, yeah.
That's where I really took a turn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had a pretty big hard-on for that.
Yeah.
If you showed up with a bottle of Balvenie 21, you might be getting some sexual appreciation from
that. Yeah, I had a bottle. I was going to bring it, but I was like, nah, the Blanton's is probably good enough for tonight.
I mean, nobody really should be complaining, except Heath.
It's like Blanton's is complex. Like, it's a super dry.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, it is complex. So it's super dry, so you're not going to get any kind of...
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, effervescent, but it's all back end, okay? And think grandmother's
sweet
perfume.
Tea. Oh, perfume. Yeah. Oh.
Think grandmother's perfume.
I don't know, man.
On the back end.
I'm going to think of your grandmother's perfume instead of mine.
Yeah.
You know what that smells like?
You know I'm right, though. You taste it.
I don't remember my grandmother's perfume that
okay,
good,
think
well
old
enough.
Lady perfume.
That's a very generalized statement.
I'm not getting any old lady perfume, but I
you
don't.
You know, you walk into the Baptist church on Sunday morning.
Floral notes on the end.
This is what you're getting.
No, I smell coffee and donuts are my memories of Baptist churches.
Damn.
you
didn't
got
go
robbed,
the same one I did.
No, I'm sorry. We did not go to the South Lake Baptist. Yeah.
You get it, Heath?
I'm trying, but I don't get it.
What? Okay.
Did we? Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about other mass social media hysteria about localized events and things that fires at our council.
Dang, we rabbit holed way away from
Councilman,
that. Yeah,
Councilman Coco is here having to put out fires because Paradise is trying to get a new water treatment system in place.
Yeah, it's so much misinformation. Yeah, this
freaking
shit cracks
taking,
me up.
You're destroying the kids.
Misinformation. Yeah. You're
Paradise doesn't like kids. That's what it is.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, we
Why
all
do you
just
hate children?
Kids. Never mind the 20 acres that was donated specifically for park use.
We don't want to talk about about that.
No, not at all. That I cringe every time I see something get posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. No, it's never ending.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I think even on ours, when we posted the park stuff today, somebody posted, this is amazing. Get ready for the Cluster B's comments.
Yeah, and, Cluster B comments.
And then somebody commented on that. I mean, it's shitty that we live in a life that you have to post that, but it's 100% true.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, you're always going to have some Cluster B out there not happy with it.
Yeah,
no
matter what. It's all misinformation. So...
Yes, 100%.
Somehow the... master plan for huge growth, like to the three times the size of what Paradise is now.
Yeah, your 50-year plan
was part of the feasibility study, and it has the entire park wiped out for the wastewater. But the realistic and current needs only take out the very back two parks, the two fields, leaving the other big fields that are the most important. And everybody's like, no, this is taking everything. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You are looking at a feasibility study as if we gain 5 or 6 more square miles of, you know, city limits and have all this growth. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yes.
So,
So you're gonna find have an easier time of finding landowners that are willing to sell for new ball fields.
Yeah.
Or wealthy landowners that are even like, yeah, I need a write-off. I'll donate a few acres for some ball fields versus trying to find private land to buy for public septic or public sewer.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little more reluctancy.
And it's funny because we only need like 3 or 4 acres directly to the east of that or southeast, literally right next to it. And
they'll even
solve...
name it after them.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. And
who doesn't want a wastewater treatment plant named after them?
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, talk about public good.
Yeah.
The Whiskey Bro Shitter Plant.
Dude, we should... It's like, if we had it, we would totally go for
that. Yeah, we would.
Yeah. It's like, who cares? I mean...
Well, you proclaimed it here. What comes out, you know, on the toilet ends up turning into good, positive thoughts.
Valid point, bro.
So in that wastewater treatment plant are millions and millions upon...
ideas.
Brilliant. Talk about caring for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's really caring.
You need to find a way to care for the kids.
Shitting is caring.
Hit the toilet.
Shitting is caring.
And another thing that y'all can go for is we're putting the shitter plant that close because we are also going to fertilize the grass with said shitter plant.
Yeah, you can grow 100%. Tomato plants.
Tomatoes, watermelons.
Yeah.
Anything with seeds, man.
I don't want to eat any of those. I
mean, we haven't determined that it's not okay.
You say that, but yet you stuff your face full of chemicals that you have no idea what they're spraying on it.
It's true.
But you're worried about poo.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Debbie.
I mean, have you?
You know, it's like, what kind of shit is that?
Everything.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't had any Little Debbie in, I don't know, months.
You had the Big Debbie.
It's the this is 2020. It's the Big Dale.
Deborah.
It's Big Dale.
It's Deborah.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Deborah's.
Jeez.
That's Cluster B's.
Speaking of your grandmother's perfume and Sunday morning church and Christianity, like, what's that all about?
That's what I was asking.
I know. I'm reading the notes.
Why are
we bringing this up?
I don't know.
Why not?
What are you bringing up?
I feel like we've talked about this subject several times.
It tends to come up.
It's come up for like 2,000 years.
What's the question, Doc?
What's it all about?
What? Ask the actual question on air.
That's okay. Christianity, right?
Yes.
You know? It's like, what's I want to understand about? It. Like, I lay awake at night trying, like, telling myself, I don't really understand this. I want to understand it, so I thought I would put it on the show notes.
So is it the story of Jesus or
the Bible?
And this is a beginning of the podcast question, not three quarters
like,
of the way
does our guest?
No.
Because
this is a multiple hour conversation.
We're about to have church.
But is
if
it
we dive
like
into
maybe
it.
Everybody yes, who's going to talk about it?
Okay, every person
tells
in
themselves
room.
they're like, okay, yeah, that's so deep, I can't even talk about it.
So maybe we just dance around it and tease for another episode.
No, I don't think it's so deep you can't talk about it. I think everyone at this table's definition of that is going to be different.
Okay,
so it's going to be a long podcast.
So what is it you're like, what have you pondered? What leaves you to stay awake at night?
Yeah, it's like figuring out its significance for the world. right?
A moral compass.
Is that what it is?
I mean, and it's one virtue.
Okay, that's a valid point.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going back to the dawn of man, which, you know, Graham Hancock can be moral.
Sorry. Go ahead. Graham Hancock.
You interrupted me. I don't even know what I said anymore.
He's the archaeologist.
Hancock.
He's been a great disruptor. Like, okay, maybe the civilization that we're currently in the middle of was not the first modern or educated civilization there was.
Yes. Ancient aliens.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
He totally lost you with that.
Which aliens are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know how it could conversation.
Jesus could be an intergalactical, multi-dimensional being.
Okay.
No, but go ahead.
Why couldn't he be?
Because.
Well, what
he's a son of God. He's not
and what
alien.
Is God? He's not omnipresent.
I feel this conversation devolving, like granular. Yeah, it's like I really feel it's happening.
You asked the question,
as
bro.
As we speak.
Well, yeah. God is not is omnipresent, right? So
what does that mean?
He's everywhere.
Yes.
So does that not mean he has the ability to be part of multi-dimensional planes?
100%.
Yeah, thank you. No, so
because if you believe in God, you also believe he can do anything. He created it all. He can anything. So. There could be another Earth with all of us running around on it. You have to believe that.
So Jesus could also be.
But that's like
between Earths.
Is like believing nothing at all.
What?
It's like believing nothing at all.
What is?
It's like okay, God is everything. You know, it's like what does that actually mean?
He is.
What does it actually mean?
We're not going to get anywhere with this shit.
Maybe not.
I know what you're saying. Like, there has to be more of a grounding or a foundational point to what religion really is.
No, religion, that's different.
That enters into
religion,
the conversation.
Religion's man-made.
Yeah, so that
Christianity point. Is a religion.
Well, not well. Yes. And that's where I'm saying everybody's different. So, what does Christianity technically mean to you? I don't look at being a Christian as that's my religion.
Well, that's like your opinion, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said everybody's different.
So
it's
going to
be different.
Spirituality, religion, like those. It's,
to you, it is just your foundational being.
Worldview.
What?
Worldview.
You were not saying worldview.
No, he was not. Worldview.
I know he was a worldview. No. What?
So worldview. It's what's currently being construed as worldview is your like outlook, your foundational outlook on life.
Mm, it is your core essence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But and so. Yeah, now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tough. It's tough.
That's why I said this was the beginning of the podcast question, not three quarters in the way.
So it's a teaser.
We could be. Yes.
Yeah,
a teaser.
I guess so.
Well, how about cable and satellite?
No, let's don't get there yet. Let's. Okay. So,
also everywhere.
So I think we need.
You show up to three episodes, Coco, and you think you're running the show? What the hell?
I think publicly, like we as a people, which means we as a Whiskey Bros, need to have this conversation.
So we need to have Jordan Peterson on. Oops, did I give away a future guest?
And it's like okay, so like the idea that world. Change starts with you, right? In the same way, it's like we as a world really need to have a significant conversation as to, okay, well, like Christianity changed the world. Like, why did it change the world? What does it mean? You know, it's like we should be having this conversation. So we need to be having this conversation as a Whiskey Bros.
Okay, so I'll just sum it up. I'll just sum it up. My interpretation of it is a moral compass and a guidance. Template.
Okay. So and so it's interesting that people are like, well, it's wrong.
That's their opinion, man.
Man.
Okay. So there's no conversation.
Is anybody else getting the Big Lebowski reference at all? Yes. Thank you. Jesus.
That's why when you said man, I said man.
It's like your opinion.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go home and watch that movie, swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like there's some significant like some significant ideas within Christianity, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and we as a population, okay, well, this isn't anything new. Like Nietzsche said it in like 1860, but we as a population have sort of like thrown out the baby with the bathwater, mm-hmm. and that now we have a wide enough, not we whiskey bros, but we have a technologic state, meaning mm-hmm. podcasts, you know, all the ways that people are engaging with media, that we could actually have a conversation about mm-hmm. something significant like Christianity, and maybe that conversation is actually happening, mm-hmm. right. you know? And so...
I think it is more than ever because we as humans have evolved to the point to question and not just follow blindly. And I think in our age range, possibly, you know, in the tail end of the gen
except for 2017.
What happened in 2017?
We all became bad. Oh, no, it's 2021. Sorry,
I was gonna say that, like
2019 to 2020.
When was
2017 was COVID? The founding of the Whiskey Bros.
No, when was COVID? 21?
21, 20, yeah. 2020. Yeah. It's COVID-19, so it was the tail end of 2019.
So not all of us are.
I have no idea what I was about to say.
We went through a thing.
Yeah, you were talking about how
whatever you were saying, it was significant.
We're all to a point now where we're not followed blindly.
Yeah, we don't. Okay, so blindly in our age bracket, possibly a little bit older and younger. Now, I think find themselves questioning everything because information is now so much more available.
It's a good point.
And you're perfectly right to question. You're perfectly right to be a skeptic. I'm the world's biggest skeptic.
Yeah.
In my own little world. But anyways. And
you still don't believe I'm the greatest person you know. That's fucking stupid.
I've never admitted that.
If you did, his fucking head's going to go like...
That might be the final nail on his coffin. That's like, my ego just inflates just too much.
Blow it up. Continue. What?
You know, let's table this to another night. Okay. To another night.
I feel like you're like making a good point.
We do need to keep going.
Yeah. So I have noticed, and especially like if you followed maybe their messages and the way that their thinking has been, in our age range, they've questioned, they've wondered. Some have probably even deviated to the point of complete atheism. And as they age and understand a little more, they're slowly... I hate the word transitioning, but they're transitioning and back to more of a state of believing in something greater.
Well, you definitely go through a time when you're young and you're just stupid,
rebellious.
Yeah, and then you come back around and go, oh, yeah.
I would not call it stupidity.
When you realize that your parents weren't wrong
about everything,
they weren't right about everything, obviously. Right.
Mm. Yes,
but they were maybe wrong for really decent reasons.
I would say there is profound wisdom in asking to yourself very difficult questions and to the world very difficult questions.
Right.
It doesn't mean you stand in that with any profound sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Stubbornness or something like that. Where you're like
boom.
Yeah, concrete. This is the way I'm going to think or believe, and that's
it. Nobody, right. I'm atheist.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fine to ask questions as long as you're in this. What I think is what you're saying is your state of mind is I'm asking questions for a reason, mm-hmm. and if you can tell me where I can understand, maybe I'm not just a
boom.
This way it is. I'm done.
Yeah,
I don't care what you tell me.
I don't think people
are more open. What you're talking about
more
is open.
I
think people are more open now.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I think so.
We just did go through COVID.
Right.
And it, like, people did not feel open during COVID.
So that's, I kind of want to see.
Because they were scared.
Yeah.
I'm saying that fear plays a major part in your internal decision making.
It does, but.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of want to see another round of COVID to come about, just to see.
God, I wish you would.
No,
yes, just to see.
Yeah. It'll be the same thing. Over.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I've heard.
They tried to start this bird flu thing. I don't think like legitimately, but
right.
It's like all this and bird flu is bird scary, food. Right?
Yes.
You know, because if it develops the mastery of.
Have you ever been around bird flu?
No, but it's like it I hear real? It sucks.
Is,
I hear it
is
sucks.
Is it even real?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, right? I heard the war in
but it
Russia
hasn't got
was
off.
Bad, but
it's like people hear it? The news on bird flu and that they don't shake in their like shoes like they did with COVID.
I'm sure there's somebody out there shaking. That's yeah. why. That's why I said I wouldn't mind if, and I say I wouldn't mind if nobody died from COVID again. I kind of want to see it just to see if we as a people have learned anything.
Well, they'll tweak the fear. The everything that causes the fear, they'll tweak it to where it's just a little harder.
But Elon won't.
Well, he didn't. But Elon, that's what I want to see. I want to see if.
Yeah.
So for me, during COVID the first time, I don't give a shit what they would have said.
You say they won't.
No,
Fauci was a Trump appointee.
Yeah. And Trump did like roll out the vaccines.
Warp Speed, right. Operation Warp Speed.
And I was scared, you know, it's like at the start of COVID, I was shaking in my shoes.
He still advocates for the vaccines.
Why Trump was you shaking in your shoes?
Because of the fear, the propaganda. That they were, nobody knew.
What
I
now
didn't know,
recognize,
but I wasn't afraid of it.
Yeah,
I didn't
what
do
I,
anything different.
Yeah, what I now recognize is propaganda. What didn't feel like propaganda.
You know
at the time.
Why I didn't fear it and I didn't change the way I was? Because
why?
I'm a Christian and I know if I die or my family dies, I know where we're headed and I ain't worried about it.
Yeah,
you
but
got
you don't
no
want
control.
You don't want you or your family
no
to you
want,
let me tell
that.
You how I
you
live
don't want
my
your,
life.
You don't want your family or children to suffer.
Let me tell you how I live my life. If we got COVID and suffered and died, guess how much control I have of that?
None.
Absolutely zero. So what is the point of worrying about it?
But this is why you're savage, bro. This is why you're awesome. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't control it, so why worry about what you can't
yeah,
control?
Yeah, it's true.
That was the thing. People were being told that it is going to be controlled, that you must be controlled, so that therefore it will be controlled.
Yeah. We all consented to a 2-week shutdown. Because
which
we were scared.
Which I loved, and I didn't.
Which is, yes, which was
it.
Awesome.
I did not.
For 2 weeks.
I did not shut
it
down.
It was awesome. Yeah.
It was. And I think we should do that every year now.
Agreed.
I think America should shut down for 2 weeks.
I think we would be better people
out of every
if we
year.
Did that.
I think so, too.
I believe they call that the purge.
But
no, I'm not saying kill everyone. I'm just saying shut the banks down. Shut everything down except what you have to have. Leave a grocery store open.
Yeah.
Movie theaters. Shut the fucking phones off. Everything.
I know. But not everybody's savage, bro. And we're not savage, bro. Like, we know this. Mm-hmm. And it's like January 2020, we were kind of, not January, it was more like February, March.
Yeah, I got it.
We were kind of like, okay, this shit is serious, it's bad. Like,
pussies.
I tell you what was the most eeriest thing about it was driving down the highway.
And
nobody
them freaking
on
idiots
the road
driving beside you with a mask on.
Well, yeah.
That's
yeah.
after the mask mandate and all that, but just in the beginning.
Let's change the scenario.
Okay.
Okay. COVID, low mortality rate. Right, 98% survivability,
like
something
now.
Like that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
They bump up the game with some Ebola type thing.
Ebola. What's that song?
I don't know.
We gotta look it up. Look it up.
No, it's bird flu.
I don't want to look
you
it.
You could
squirrel.
Say bird flu.
No, I'm talking about something that maybe death is the percentage of mortality is higher.
AIDS.
Bird flu. It's like 50% mortality.
Bird flu.
I'm trying to reach out to Savage Bro.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
So the mortality rate, the chance that you're going to die is definitely much higher.
Okay.
However, the chance of you suffering before you die is even greater. When you take something
like
such
bleeding
as
out the eyeball sucks.
Where you liquefy from
cancer.
The inside out.
So
pissing
cancer.
Blood. Yes. Not good.
Pissing mm-hmm. blood's not good unless you've been punched in the gut.
So, I get you.
No, not even Ebola, which is a horrible.
You're going to die, and you're going to really hate life before you die.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's going to be miserable.
Okay, yeah, I got that picture.
It's going to be hell.
It's a bad disease. Now, what are you getting at?
What, as a society, is that something we should lock down, follow government guidelines, yada.
I'm not saying we shouldn't do different stuff. Like I don't, and shutting the government down was fine, or shutting the
I'm sorry.
World.
Let me
the world down.
Let me restate.
I gotcha.
Let me phrase this differently. This is a question I should have phrased differently.
Okay.
Is this something that we should, with extreme prejudice be in fear of?
That thing?
Contracting an Ebola type.
Well, I mean, it obviously like always comes down to epidemics. To more than just should we.
Which have happened.
How does it spread? What does it do? All that.
Yeah, the Black Death.
But that's
not the question. That's not the question. Your statement was, I'm not afraid because I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm not.
Your vessel to from this life to the next may be slightly delayed in a horrible state of suffering. Maybe not for you, but maybe for your wife or your kids.
This is a really valid point you're making.
And when I say I'm not afraid, I did not go around sucking people's face during COVID.
I understand that.
I didn't go licking them. I'm not saying just be stupid.
Yeah,
I'm
think you're saying, missing his point, though.
Well, he's saying, should we do stuff the government tells us?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so his point is...
What's his question?
Yeah, his question is, it's like you personally, because you hold this Christian worldview,
yep.
You know that if you die, you're going to go to heaven.
Right.
Right? So it's like for you, it's a sealed deal. You got nothing to be scared of. But what he's saying is, okay, what if actually it's not that you just die, but you're going to... suffer immensely before you die. Like, it's going to be the worst
I heard that
thing
part of it.
In the world. Does your worldview help you out with that? Is that what you're asking? Chance?
Basically,
Yes, it helps you out with that because you still have zero control of that.
But do you be a little more cautious?
Yeah, no, you do have control of that.
No, you don't. We didn't have any control during COVID, even if you did the stupid stuff they were telling you to do. That's my point. My point was not go out and just randomly do shit that they told you not to do just because they were telling you to do it. Mm. I'm just saying I didn't freak out because of that reason. Dude. I didn't worry, oh God, yeah. I'm gonna quarantine my ass in the house and never leave because the government told me to because it might be bad and it might and it might and it might and it might. Mm-hmm. Because I have zero control on that and I Jesus take the wheel type thing. I just let God take care of it, and if he didn't, I'm going to die and go to heaven.
Huh. I mean, it's freaking brilliant, bro.
I'm not saying...
I'm just saying. Yeah, it's like, how can we be more like...
Me? That's the question, bro.
That's the difference between something with a 98% mortality rate or something with a 50% mortality rate, is if they give you... If you are handed guidelines of absolutely how to avoid this, and your cavalier response is, I'm not afraid of it, so I'm just going to continue doing what I want to do in my everyday life, which is what they would say, this is what you have to stop doing in the meantime to prevent this or to avoid this.
Right. And what I'm saying is...
I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm just asking, like, at what point do you actually have fear that dictates your course of action?
I don't ever have too much fear. Mm-hmm. The thing, and it's the same way with COVID. Like, when it first started coming around, I was in doc's ass all the time. Hey, what is this? Is mm-hmm. this legit? You talking to your doctor friend. I'm doing my own research. I'm doing my own stuff. And then when it came out that, okay, this is kind of full of shit, I didn't change nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I respected people's privacy and boundaries and all the jazz, but I did not go around driving around through town with my mask on with I'm the only person in my truck.
Yeah, with mask over your AC vents. Yeah.
I did not go to places that required me to put a mask on to order a taco, then take it down and eat a taco and put it back on.
Yeah, I'm not discounting that there was absolutely fucking crazy absurdity going on with
that's the
COVID.
Kind of stuff I'm talking about. It never scared me once. I wasn't worried about any of it because I have no control. If we got it, we got it. Simple as fact. Mm. I mean, there's nothing we could have done. You couldn't stop COVID. If you were going to get it, you were going to get it. I mean, how many times did you get it?
Yeah, a lot.
And you were, like, vaccinated and quadruple boosted,
I did not.
All three of them.
Yeah, that's a long story, but I have not.
But how many people out there did and still got COVID?
Yeah, as I put a dip snuff in my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, so that's another thing right now, is the Trump administration has ordered the stop of all advertising for flu vaccines.
Wow.
They don't say
COVID already done that.
Yeah. Well, they don't say you can't have a flu vaccine. They're just ordering the stopping of advertising and funding.
Like, which I 100% agree with.
That's perfectly fine. The government should not be telling you what to do with your own body.
That never. Cochrane never. Study exists. Mm. That, you know, Cochrane study being seen is like
Johnny Cochrane?
No, but...
Jesus.
I just watched O.J. Simpson. Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah, you know, it's like, that guy is good as what he's done. Yeah, so I'm just saying. Sure. That's Johnny Cochran.
Anyway,
shout
Cochran
out.
Said what?
So Cochran's study is like the best of research. You can't not hear Johnny Cochran.
Yep.
Okay, it's the best of research. And it weighed in prior to COVID. It weighed in on the flu vaccine. Mm. And it said it probably doesn't actually do much. It looks to be safe, the flu vaccine.
Right.
It's safe, okay? It really is safe.
Right.
Right? Now we're talking a different vaccine technology than the COVID vaccine, mm-hmm. right? But it's safe, but if it helps, it's probably marginal at best.
Yeah, their efficacy is somewhere below. They're all below 50%.
Yeah,
and it's a spitball, and every flu season of what strain they're going to inoculate you with.
Yeah, yes. So we knew this going into COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
Yes.
Can you market something that has marginal efficacy?
Mm. You shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
But that's another funny thing is they have stopped the marketing of this, and all of his people that don't agree with him or saying he's a fascist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you understand what the word fascist means.
Right.
The word. You keep using that word, but I don't think you know what that word means. This is heavy.
This is heavy. Dude, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Well, we should lighten it up with a little banter about streaming.
Wow.
You remember, like, streaming was the end all be all, like, fuck yeah, I'm cutting the cable. I can watch what I want, when I want, how I want it.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about censoring. I don't have to worry about commercials.
Cut the cable.
Yeah, which
cut
was
the cable.
10 years ago was fantastic. And save money too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Netflix
and chill.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hulu.
Mm-hmm. So, are we at the precipice now of where that is? We may be flopping.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I think I know where you're going.
Cable and satellite become the mainstream option once again because streaming options have gotten so expensive and ridiculous and ad saturated. Like, I am paying for 5 different streaming services at, I don't know, $130 a year, so I'm already paying over $600.
Satellite prices.
Yeah. And the promise with streaming is the on-demand part is the saving grace.
Yes.
I can watch it when I want to watch it.
Okay.
But they're so ad-saturated now, even if you are
paying
for the premium subscription.
It's okay. I'm following. I put your word in.
Every movie that I go to watch now starts with 4 ads, and I'm like, I'm paying $140 a motherfucking year to not have to watch your shitty commercials.
A month.
No, he's not paying that much.
A month, no.
I mean, you add in Amazon Video, Netflix.
I think it's called Prime.
All together, yes.
Amazon Prime.
All together, you're very realistically paying over $100 a month. If you have...
You have to have a bunch. I mean,
we got Paramount Plus right now.
The max you're paying is what?
We got Disney Plus.
$15 for one service?
HBO is now $26. Netflix is $26.
Why would you have HBO now?
Max? Yeah, Amazon's for free.
Why, though?
It's not for free. You're paying for it.
Well, it's not HBO. It's Max now.
Are you watching TV shows on there?
Yeah, definitely. Because they host all the Discovery stuff.
Yeah, but don't you get that free if you're either an AT&T or doesn't it come with Amazon?
That's if you are.
For like 6 months.
Not everybody is.
But you are.
We're not doing that. We're saying
Amazon Video has ads unless you pay an extra.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can pay to get those off, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to pay an extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now your monthly rate is even higher.
Speaking of streaming, this is kind of cool. The shows and movies, maybe not so much. Have you seen Angel Studios?
They're great.
Well, so the shows are more family-oriented. There's not, a bunch of banging on screen and all that jazz.
But they're serious.
They are serious, but what's cool about it is they have 3 different options when you buy into the... And you're actually buying into the guild.
What?
Like, I'm a member.
You own equity.
No, you get to vote on what movies and stuff that they're making and actually send your ideas to said filmmaker before they release them. You get to vote on what shows they like. It'll come up and say, short shows, long and full length movies, and you got to like put your social security, your name. They're gonna figure out who you are before they'll even let you watch these said shows. But you get to see them before they come out on movies and vote on them and give
That's
ideas.
Cool.
It's kind of cool. I've been doing it. I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you get the when a movie comes out, you get 2 free movie tickets for it.
But no TNA.
No. This is more family oriented.
Yeah, you say
stuff you can watch with your kids.
So these are the people that came out with the child trafficking movie.
Yeah, The Sound of Silence or something.
Yeah,
what was
so
it called?
It's not
Freedom.
Like,
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. Yeah.
Sound
yeah.
of Freedom.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
it's
the
not
Homestead,
like
the new Homestead movie.
Yeah. Mm. So we're not talking about light shit.
No, it's not. It's just not a lot of F-bombs every 3 seconds. And like I said, it's not a lot of banging and titties. And
yeah.
So you're saying
it's not
coming out on HBO or Cinemax.
Cinemax days are over.
Yes. So,
and you're saying they would not syndicate the Whiskey Bros podcast either.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't know. Damn it! We talked about Christianity.
So one of the voting, yep. One of the voting things for the movies is this show, what's the word? Showing or producing light in the world. That's one of the voting deals. So I would guess when people, they would probably vote no on us, but you never know.
I mean, I don't know. It's like,
I don't know. We have a thing on here that says balls on your field. So
I only do
somebody
Hulu,
listens to us.
Netflix and YouTube TV.
So you were surprised that I said I have like HBO Max. Like, yeah. Why were you surprised?
Because I mean,
YouTube TV is pretty shit. That's
I love YouTube.
Yeah, but that's
TV.
Like $65 bucks a month.
But that replaced
Bingo.
My DirecTV.
But it is still a version of live TV.
Yes, it's 100% live
channel,
TV.
But there's no ads.
Oriented live TV.
It's
no, there's
live
ads.
TV. So it's just like if you were watching TV on DirecTV, you're
why
whatever.
I don't understand.
Why don't you just go get
TV.
An antenna?
So that
No. This even with the YouTube TV, it depends on what market you're in. You could put in a Houston zip code. That's not what I do it for, but it's what I love about it is you can get several games like baseball and Mavericks, and they automatically put it together in a split screen for you.
That's why you do live TV. It's for sports.
Mainly for sports.
But satellite offered that same setup back in the early 2000s.
Long time ago.
Did you say the 2000s? Yeah.
No, I did it for prize. I really did it for prize. It was very inexpensive.
For now. But it does, so that falls back under the same genre as cable and satellite.
Right. Yeah, but still, so you tell me, I'm just going to throw this one thing out there, and that's why I think, to answer your question, that'll never come back. Would you rather pay $100 a month for a stick that goes behind your TV?
You just use the word druther.
Druther.
I like
that. Would you druther? Would you rather? Would you rather?
No. Yep. No, druther.
It's druther.
Druther. Druther. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay for a stick that goes behind your TV.
Okay.
Or pay a monthly fee for a satellite that some dude has to come install on your freaking house, run wire through your house.
Yeah, that's
always
gone.
Going
that's
down.
Gone.
That's always coming out. You have to call them. Satellites, the weather's bad. The satellite's not turning. You got to turn the satellite.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, what do you
okay, so maybe we just take satellite out of the question. But that same type
cable,
of...
Cable, same way. You got to run cable. You got to bring the guy out. You got to
run cable. What he's talking about is the...
Well, so you do have to with internet.
Subscription model. Of satellite,
yeah. So
or
it's
of cable.
It's the live TV channel format that I am talking about, and you still have to have installations done with cable or with internet. Like you have satellite on top of your house that provides you internet,
right?
Yeah,
but it's nowhere near. It's nowhere near the amount of crap I went through when I had cable and satellite companies.
Okay.
It's just easier. No matter how you want to look at it, it's easier to have a stick.
I think ads are going to work their way in, though.
I agree. Okay, so
well,
yes,
yeah,
you make
money.
You make a really good point. Yes, it is easier, but I'm asking, where does the value tip the scales? Are we getting to a point where the value tips the scales back to a live TV channel oriented format, or does the value still exist with streaming options and on demand?
I would think it would have to come, and satellite and cable would have to come back and go, shoot, we're going to give it to you for $15 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be the only way I think
they might do that.
They may, yeah. You never know.
Like
that's what they would have to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is DirecTV seeing a blockbuster moment?
Well,
maybe.
Oh yeah,
Because Amazon's not going anywhere. So there's, even if satellite does come back, Amazon will have a satellite company real quick. Like,
yeah.
But DirecTV also has a streaming service.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
same as Dish. You have.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not on demand like everything else.
But it carries on demand elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still,
the real question is
Netflix
why is
on demand.
Why do we all not have broken Amazon Fire Sticks? Because they are amazing.
Mm.
I'm talking about every...
I've had four of them because they've always broke.
It's illegal.
But
it is illegal.
I keep buying them.
That's why I've never owned one.
He means jailbroken.
Jailbroken.
Did that really go over your head, or are you being facetious?
No, it totally did.
Jailbroken, because I'm talking about you can get every channel, everything, everywhere.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Do we know somebody?
And that's the thing. I think you do have to know somebody.
Disclaimer, the Whiskey Bros around the table at Whiskey Bros.
That's why I said illegal.
Affiliated
like
productions do not condone the pirating.
It is illegal.
We do not condone the pirating of any platforms.
But man, is it great. I've witnessed it. I've not owned one, but I have witnessed it, and it's amazing.
Oh, man.
Mm, I, too, have seen that.
Mm. You too.
Okay.
You just blew
my mind. I didn't know you could do such a thing.
Yeah,
you can.
And I'm talking about it. It's amazing. All the pay-per-views, everything. Everything.
I do miss the days of like actually physically going. I mean,
you remember the card that you could buy for the old satellite box?
Oh, yeah. All the channels were available.
And then they would randomly burn the card.
Yeah, they would.
They'd send out a zap, and it would zap your cards. You'd have to call the dude. Hey, bro, I'm going to need another. Yeah.
Here's another $65.
He's like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
He showed up at your house, and he had a briefcase, and it was just, do you want this type of card or this type of card? I got this card.
What's funny is, upper or downer? Everybody here at this table utilized those cards to watch just a very certain few channels on
sports.
Sports, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear pay per view, I think of that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Sports, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all pay per view. All the fights, I like watching the fights.
But I do. Do you miss like
you do?
The nostalgic. Reason is there for sure, but like it was kind of eventful having to go to an actual video store.
Oh yeah, I miss Blockbuster for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
You got out of the house. Yeah, the smell was always a real thing.
Yeah,
you had to take some time to pick out what you want, and then hope that it was in stock.
Right, especially games, bro.
Oh yeah, games were the worst.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
We have,
but you're right.
I know.
You're right.
Mm, yeah. Yes.
I miss the old video stores.
Mm, yep.
Perhaps you think they may be a thing again?
No. They're not.
Really? You don't think so?
No. Never.
Vinyl.
Never.
Vinyl.
Yeah, but vinyl never kind of went away.
Yeah, vinyl. Mm.
It was there in the background.
Mm.
Movie
yeah.
stores, completely gone.
Vinyl is the model of quality. Wait, what's happening?
Yeah, we're good.
Like,
that'd be like saying, good? Will 8-tracks come back?
Hold on.
No way. Oh, speaking though.
No, right.
Yeah.
Vinyl is the model of quality. Like, nothing can get better than an optimal analog setup.
Bullshit.
You think of right now, yeah.
Digital music reproduction is on a sonic level.
Ooh, there's
so,
that sonic word again.
So much better
it
than
it can cure cancer, bro.
Sonic.
Than
analog.
We already said that.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
There is so much
more. I mean, I have to take your word for it. I don't know.
You're replaying music out of something that is pressed into vinyl.
Yeah.
Are you saying CDs?
Those.
No.
What are you saying? Digital.
CDs were highly compressed.
What do you mean digital? What are you saying?
I am saying like if you can find
like lossless.
Lossless. Wave file. Something that is from the source. You can't replicate that on any sort of physical media other than a hard drive to a hard drive.
Oh.
Mm. I don't know.
I have to take your word for it.
Vinyl is cool. Now, there is a certain mid-range warmth that vinyl has and encompasses.
Yeah.
But if you want, like, pure...
I've listened to some vinyl on some systems that it felt like I was in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sit in front of my speakers down there, and I mean, that's pretty goddamn good.
No, they're great.
Clear. Nice. But
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm listening to the saxophone play, and he's on stage right.
Saxophone is my life.
You know, drums are on stage left, and it's like
we
it's
need more
putting,
cowbell.
Mm.
Like it's putting me in the place of the recording.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Can digital do that?
Absolutely, it can, and so much more.
Wow!
Like the amount of information in an audio track that is on a record can't even touch what a WAV file contains of a mix down from a recorded performance.
But it'll never be analog. It'll never be.
So that's the thing. That's the what you have to go after the fact that analog is analog, and there's only an acoustical yep. acoustical quality that analog provides, and that's a nostalgia.
Mm. Wow, it feels deep. I thought Christianity was deep, but that's deep.
Analog.
How do we fucking segue into that?
I don't know.
You know how we do, bro. You know how we do. Worm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about physical media. Believe it or not, VHS, collectible. I'm not joking. VHS, there will be VHS stores like there are
record stores
and vinyl stores.
What?
That's the thing now.
I don't know about that.
Dude, we'll see.
Look what's happening with classic video games.
I'm not surprised in this world.
Yeah, you still don't see stores popping up.
Yeah, but we got...
Oh, yes, you do.
Where?
You got emulators that are... That have all of them.
Sure, but they're... Yeah. That's a digital interface. I've got 50 classic video games there that you have to physically pull out, touch, read the artwork or the booklet, the instruction booklet, put in, hope your game system boots up. There's something to it. I'm just saying, I'm not bought any VHS. I'm saying that is now a thing that is going to be around the corner.
Wow.
Not stores.
Yes, there will be VHS stores. Yeah. Not
mark
to
it down.
Not to the level that there will be. There were, but
it's,
yes.
It's called antique shops, bro. There's just going to be stores that also have VHSs over there.
No, there will be VHS exclusive stores.
Okay, no. we shall see.
No way
see.
In hell.
We'll see.
The quality sucks balls. Why wouldn't there a store pop up and go,
don't,
the world's a crazy place. It could happen.
They don't care.
It's within there the realm of possibility.
There are VHS filters for video editing and production to give a certain feel to your video.
Again, I
for
agree with you. There
reasons.
May be stores that yeah. sell stuff.
Or artistic reasons.
And also over in that corner, we have a 10x10 space that sells VHSs and stuff. I agree with that. There will never be a store
just
that
a
goes,
dedicated store?
Hell no.
Yeah.
It's not going to become a thing.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not.
Write yeah. it down. Mm-hmm. Chance predicts it.
But there's no. there are people within vinyl that argue that vinyl on a good system, a good vinyl on
better.
A good that there's nothing better.
Right.
And they have like they have evidence. You know, it's like they have a grounded position. Nobody will argue
that. It's not
that.
A physical store.
It's not a store, bro.
It is a physical store somewhere. They,
wow. No.
No, you're drop shipping that shit.
Yep.
Somewhere this is a physical store.
No, it's not. Some dude's basement, and he lives with his grandma. He's drinking Blanton's right now.
Look at this.
Grandma, it smells like
holy
you.
$160 bucks for Rambo 2.
Ghostbusters, $150 for
yeah,
a
see,
VHS.
This is collecting shit. This what? Is baseball cards. That's what that is, baseball cards.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
I'm
is.
Telling you this
you
exists.
See, no.
And
no.
you're denying it, and it's right here
this
in front of your
This is not a
eyes.
Store. Online doesn't count.
Don't fucking tell me online doesn't
no,
count. That's
you,
the only way everybody shops.
You were saying we were going to have a Blockbuster of VHS.
No, I did not ever
yes,
say that.
That's what it means when
I
you
said
say
there are
store.
Dedicated stores.
This is online doesn't
no,
count.
No, you are 1984ing me. You no. are you are changing the narrative.
People
you
know, nerd out on the weirdest stuff.
Yeah, they do. What kind of freaking idiot's paying $150 for any VHS?
People
there you go.
That, people that want it.
Dumb.
So
wow.
there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stores that
again,
I've scrolled across.
Online. You did not say online.
Bro.
You didn't say online.
And then you have
I didn't have
eBay.
To say online.
Okay, let's take a vote. Who in this room thought he was talking about a brick and mortar store? Who?
Online is implied.
Everyone raised their hands. Online is applied.
Well, folks, that's a great place to wrap it up.
Great.
So I can
fuck
leave. So I can leave
fuck
this room.
Guys.
Stores.
I can't. No, there's no way that.
Oh, I was talking about online. I thought you guys already knew that.
I'm going to be re-listening this one for sure.
Encompassed.
Huh?
I'll let you know. I'm going to be re-listening for sure. Yeah.
I know. I never said online. It's implied. Every type of shopping venue you think about is online is implied.
Nope.
How
McDonald's.
Much?
I mean, that's true.
Nope.
You order through an app.
I don't.
At the time you were making that argument,
everybody thought it was a brick and mortar
store. That did not come
store.
Across.
No. It wasn't applied. Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Why would she say it didn't come across?
But there, hey,
wait, let me
no.
put you on video.
Okay.
Explain, Ghost Bro. What did you mean by that?
Nothing.
I will say this.
I'm disappointed.
So maybe
you
shopping
two, I'm disappointed.
Comes back.
Listen, I'm disappointed you two raised your hand.
Well, it's because it was truthful.
It was,
no.
It was the context and the way you were delivering it.
No. We all thought you were talking about brick and mortar stores.
He was talking about
I think
a store
brick and mortar stores will come back.
You have fallen victim
not
to
VHS stores.
You have fallen victim to a fascist dictator.
Maybe they will.
What were you going to say?
Brick and mortar stores in general
are going to come back.
Well, I don't think they
still
left.
Exist.
Yeah, they still exist.
They haven't gone anywhere yet.
Yeah, but they've been largely replaced by Amazon.
Yes.
I don't know.
Makes implications of shopping online an everyday thing.
Yeah. And now you don't even go into the grocery store. You just order online.
Yeah,
they deliver
I don't
it to
do that
you.
But
anyway.
Not McDonald's.
That's weird. Have you done that? It's weird.
No, it's McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, we
online,
do it all the time.
Online groceries, it's just weird.
Yeah, we do it
we
all
do
the time.
Some random dude.
Actually, we
showed up on your porch.
We
your
do
grapes.
It every week.
Homeboys we did just, it one time, and everything smelled like cigarette smoke. Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah, we did it a couple times, and then, like I said, homeboy would show up eating our grapes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The 12-pack would be 11-pack. Yeah. Stuff like that, and we were like, it's kind of weird, because, I mean, it's just a random person bringing you your food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It on your porch. Yeah,
we'll see what happens. World is what? Changing.
What's up with you and world tonight?
Oh.
Before you were saying world.
Has
nothing to do with the whiskey.
No. We don't do that here.
I think you might have the Ebola.
Ebola. I can't believe we haven't figured that song. Is it Ebola?
I can't believe. The song. People are still listening to us.
Dude, we're almost 3 hours in.
Damn.
No, it's an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was fun. It was real.
But it wasn't real fun.
It wasn't real fun.
I mean, I had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
All right. Sign us off.
I think I shall go to my
you
brick and mortar.
Cluster B.
Brick and mortar McDonald's.
Cluster B.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't go to McDonald's. Go to Whataburger.
Where are we going to go eat? Are we going to all go eat somewhere after this?
I ate before. I'm full.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Good night.
Adios.
Later.
Hell yeah.
Was that kid?
You've been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.